Several initiatives are underway or in the pipeline to increase the supply of potable water to Jamaicans and to minimize the effects of drought on the country. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, gave an overview of the initiatives during a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
There's always call for what I call edifices, dams and big reservoirs.
That's not necessarily the answer.
That's not the answer. In fact, not necessarily, it's not the answer at all.
It's not.
In terms of reservoir, we already have enough reservoirs. Jamaica is a large limestone region. The aquifers are large. And what we have to do is protect them. Mm-hmm. In fact, your least expensive means of producing water is actually wells. Surface water is extremely expensive to treat, and you still have to pump it. Once you pump out the well water, you just add chlorine and send it around. We have satisfactory underground water storage. Yesterday, we visited St. Catherine. We have put in one of our first large artificial aquifer recharge. And it sounds, it's simple, but it's a $1 billion operation. Uh-huh. We take excess water from the Rokobo, treat it, and then return it to the aquifer, which the St. Catherine aquifer we're referring to extends from Central Village all the way to Old Harbour. Now, you could not build a reservoir dam that size. Yes. That's a sheer impossible. Mm-hmm. And you'd be covering half of St. Catherine Parish. Okay. That's there. That well will that recharge facility will allow us to draw from the wells in that region another 3.5 to 5 million gallons of water per day on a reliable basis. See here. It will impair or it will remove the problem of saline intrusion on the southern plains over time. And in fact, we'll be able to reactivate another almost 10 wells in the Bernard Lodge area, which is now inactive or have been decommissioned because of the saline intrusion. Mm-hmm. So that kind of activity has to be done. In addition to that, we are looking at a new plant, which in fact was planned from then, on the Rokobo banks out at Content, mm-hmm. which will give us an additional 15 million gallons of potable water in the Kingston.
What time frame?
We expect to begin later this year, mm-hmm. which means 18 months from now, we should be ready. When that is combined with the non-revenue water program that's in proceeding in the corporate area, should begin in another 3 months and was funded by the Inter-American Development Bank loans. We should be drought resilient in 24 months' time for the corporate area.
24 months?
Yeah. The non-revenue
water. We should have made some significant improvements even within 12 or 18
months.
Yes,
it is, but the fact is it will not be that evident if we should have a severe drought.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We don't expect one right now. In fact, this year has been good, quite frankly, and next year we don't anticipate, because you get the bad drought, I think, when you have the El Nino phenomenon, mm-hmm. which is a cyclical activity as well. The non-revenue water is critical for the corporate area. We were once a very prosperous colony, and to that extent, we got some of the public facilities before many European cities, which means sewer and water.
That's right.
But the infrastructure is still the same age. Mm-hmm. There are 100-year-old sewer lines and some of the pipes are like that. So the technical defects are high, and we're losing, in many cases, up to 60-65% of the water we produce. Sure. So in fact, if we can reduce that loss by 35%, we may not have a water problem at all.
Yes. So that'll be a major emphasis of the government.
Non-revenue water is a project we actually signed off on that loan before we left office in 2011. It has been a bit slow in getting off the ground, but it's now off, and we tend to prioritize it and ensure we can reduce the leakiness significantly so that the population in the corporate area, and especially downtown Kingston, where we tend to hear about them not paying for the water bills, but the fact is they get very little water and very little reliable water, and they have to share with neighbors and they travel around. Mm-hmm. It's really bad, and we have to ensure that it's corrected. So the non-revenue water, the additional plant in the Rokobo Valley,
yes.
combined with our recharge, which will ensure we have credible, viable wells and supplies.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.